Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And what a glorious afternoon it is here, fellow foodies. Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here, right here on AM 790 KNST. And if you're listening to us on the dial here in Southern Arizona, we're glad to have you. If you're listening to us on our website, streaming live at www.onthemenulive.com, perhaps you're one of those worldwide that is listening right now on the iHeartRadio Network. However you are hearing my voice, I am so glad you're here. And where is here, fellow foodies, for this beautiful, gorgeous Southern Arizona afternoon? Here is Pastiche Modern Eatery on North Campbell, just south of Fort Lowell on the west side of the street. And Pat Connors and his incredible team are rocking the house tonight. They've got some great food specials. They got some great drink specials going on. It's a beautiful place to be, and we love being in the open arms of Pastiche, one of our favorite restaurants here in Southern Arizona. Well, one of our favorite celebrity co-hosts here in Southern Arizona. You know, it's very tough to get through his network of publicists to be able to get him to sit down with us for an hour, but we were victorious, fellow foodies. He's sitting right here, right now. The Tucson foodie himself, Adam Lehrman, is back.
Thank you, Matt. Russell, it took so much coordination to be able to get me to come here with all the publicists that are looking for my time.
I mean, this is no easy feat, Adam Lehrman. I mean, promotions directors, publicists, even a Secret Service team.
Stickers.
And you just unveiled to me this really cool, you know, and you're also in the marketing business as well, which we marketing folks love. You know, we got this kind of secret handshake in the business. But anyway, you've got these stickers, and I am delighted to be able to put one of your stickers on. I mean, I got to find some glass around me, but what's going on with these Tucson Foodie stickers?
Well, I had the idea to promote Tucson Foodie that for restaurants that I thought were worthy, which there's a lot of them in this town.
Right on.
I made this little logo sticker that said Tucson Foodie Approved.
Tucson Foodie Approved. So it's got this very kind of compelling graphic logo, this trademark that you put together.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows wherever they see Tucson Foodie, they're going to get honest, authentic, and reliable information when it comes to who's making food news here in Southern Arizona. So now, I'm inquiring minds want to know, Adam Lehrman, is Pastiche Modern Eatery, have they earned the distinction of being Tucson Foodie Approved?
I would say they definitely have earned that distinction. And we're learning something new every day. They have this great wine shop next door.
They do, yeah. Amazing. I mean, for 8 years. As a matter of fact, Pastiche has been open for 15 years, which blew me away. I couldn't believe it's been that long. Big milestone celebration for Pat Connors and his team. But right around the side of the bar, and in fact, there's a separate entrance to it right on the side of the building, is this great wine store, and he's got so many wines for retail purchase here at the store, but they're also able to be enjoyed right here at the restaurant. He's got a second level, you know, private dining room for special events. I mean, wherever Pat Connors goes, there's a celebration following him.
That's amazing. I don't know if a lot of people know that, and I think it's great to get that word out. And if we, you know, he did say 800 wines.
800 wines. I'm going to start at number one and work my way down. That's how we roll. But anyway, listen to the specials that Chef Tim Moore has up his sleeve tonight. We've got green harissa crusted halibut. Mm. We've got grilled ahi tuna. We've got fish and chips that redefine fish and chips. Now, look, I'm a fish and chips connoisseur.
Me too.
And it's, let's just be honest, it's tough to find the right fish and chip. A couple of places here in Southern Arizona do it. I love what Pastiche does with their fish and chips.
You a tartar sauce guy or a malt vinegar?
Oh my goodness! All right, I hate to punt on fourth down here, but I'm both. So I like to do a little bit of the malt vinegar at the beginning of the experience, so it has time to sort of seep in to the coating. But I like to give it a little extra dip. Is
nice.
That? I mean, how's that for a safe answer?
I'm the same way.
Yeah. So anyway, what's been going on in the world of Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie? I want to make sure that all of our listeners remember to follow you on Facebook. Again, it can't be any easier. It's Tucson Foodie. Follow you on Twitter at Tucson Foodie. You're a busy guy. Your palate is one of the most sophisticated I've come across. What's going on in the Southern Arizona food and beverage beat, Courtney?
Well, something I'm most excited about is, which is a little ways out, but is the 47 Scott owners are opening a new place, Rum House, Caribbean style, called Saint House.
Yes, we can't wait.
Opening up what used to be Sharks downtown, right near Hub. So I'm excited for that one. Sausage Deli. I guess they're opening up a new. They redid their place, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I understand that they actually they moved their location, but it's like
right there,
20 yards or something. I mean, you know, I went to college here. I don't know if you went to the University of Arizona, but anyone that goes to the U of A was sort of you know raised on the Sausage Deli. We love, you know, the Susie Sorority is one of the favorite sandwiches I have, although it's a little embarrassing for someone like me.
You can't order that.
To order that. So I always have my wife order it for me. But anyway, love the Sausage Deli.
I'm excited about Maynard's offering a happy hour.
Yeah, I just got some news about that earlier this week. What's going on out there?
What do they do? They're doing like similar to like a Fleming's or what a Sullivan's does, like
right.
like around $5 to $7 for drinks and some special menu items. That's pretty exciting. Bummer about 17th Street Farmers Market closing.
Yes, it was tragic.
Too bad.
Tragic.
And I will say, I'm on the search right now, Matt.
Uh-oh.
And maybe you can help me. I'm looking for some legit, authentic, best, hole-in-the-wall, might make you sick,
oh, I like
Chinese
that.
Food.
Oh. All right, so has your journey begun anywhere yet?
I've heard Bedar's, maybe.
Bedar Broadway, Kolb area.
And yeah. I've heard about some place on the south side, southwest.
Okay, I don't know.
That one I'm looking into. That'll be
okay. I should let me put a little bit of a plug in. I mean, this is not a paid endorsement. It's a personal, emotional connection that I have with this restaurant. Now, it's not dumpy, dirty, divey, hole in the wall, although I do agree that some of the best restaurants have that characteristic.
Yes.
But the Chinese restaurant on Sunrise and Swan in the Safeway Shopping Center, right next to Starbucks, it's called Golden Dragon. Excellent. But I will tell you why it is so important to me, Adam Lehrman. You may ask. That's where I proposed marriage to my wife now of 22 years, and she had the wisdom, Adam Lehrman, to say yes when I took a knee in the middle of the dining room in 1989. It was called North China back then. I actually had put the ring inside of a fortune cookie. This was a whole elaborate presentation. I was so nervous throughout the course of the dinner, as you can imagine. And when the dinner was done and the check came and the ring fell out of the cookie, I took a knee, and the rest is history.
Lovely. Better than putting it in a pot sticker.
Yeah, that would not have been a very inspired move. All right, so let's say this. If anybody knows of a great kind of just hole in the wall, kind of great, authentic, you know, dirty down Chinese food, we want to know.
Colin,
so
one more thing. King's Chinese over
Kings.
At Grant and Stone,
okay.
Right next to the Grant and Stone supermarket. They're a Vietnamese Chinese place. And, you know, no atmosphere at all. Lighting's horrible, but the great food. So that's up on my list, but I'm looking for just some good stuff.
If you want to, you know, inspire Adam Lehrman in looking for the best Chinese food in town, according to his very high standards, as we have just reviewed, why don't you go to his Facebook page, Tucson Foodie. You can go to our own Facebook page for the radio show, On the Menu Live. Give us an idea. Send us a tweet at Tucson Foodie or a tweet at On the Menu Live, and we might create kind of a checklist, a passport of sorts, to just
Please.
Go down the list, and then we'll come back and report to our live audience where we think is the best.
We'll report our findings.
I dig it. What about cocktails? What's going on in the world of I know we fancied a spirit or two along our journey together. Mm-hmm. Are you drinking, you starting to hit more beers now that the weather is reportedly starting to warm up? Or what's tickling your palate these days?
I've been going girly a little bit. I've been wanting sweeter drinks. I haven't been wanting beer.
Right.
Lately, I mean, I love wine.
Yep.
Lately, the acid's been bothering me. I mean, I'm just, you know, liquor more than anything else.
Liquor.
Yeah.
Great. You know what we're going to be doing? We're going to be talking to Pat Connors here in a few minutes about Irish moonshine. It's called Poteen. I've never heard of Poteen. And one of the things I love about pastiche is you come in here and you learn something new every time. We're actually going to be tasting live some of this Poteen, this Irish moonshine, with Pat Connors and executive chef Tim Moore when they come out a little bit later on in the show. I'm intrigued.
All you have to say is moonshine. I'm there.
That's it. Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Miles Stone of Borderlands Brewing Company, who's doing something interesting with local roasted pecans. What in the world is up his sleeve? You don't want to miss this. You're listening to On the Menu Live, AM 790 KNST. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. My buddy, Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness at Pastiche Modern Eatery, of course, on North Campbell, just south of Fort Lowell, on the west side of the street, with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the Tucson foodie himself, Adam Lehrman.
What's up?
Well, you know, you're talking about what kind of beverages to enjoy here in this lovely Southern Arizona weather. I'm a hop guy. I'm a beer guy. I love a wonderfully sophisticated pint of suds. And there's a guy in this community that's doing crazy, outrageous stuff with beer. And no wonder the word is out. Borderlands Brewing Company is all the buzz in Southern Arizona. And there's a brand new beer that has just been released. And what better person to come on the show and let us know all the sudsy details from Borderlands? My buddy Miles Stone is with us. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. Always a pleasure. You know we love your show.
Oh, well, and I love you, and I'm blushing. I want everyone to, you know, everyone, you know, sort of professes their love for On the Menu Live. It makes me blush a little bit. But anyway, this is not about me. It's about you, because I heard some crazy stuff the other day, Milestone, about what you guys are doing with beer. And I know you guys have really had a fundamental overhaul of your production facility right down there downtown. But what's going on with Borderlands these days? And then ultimately talk to us a little bit about what you got up your sleeve for this brand new beer.
Yeah, thanks. As you know, it's been unbelievable. The last year was really us just learning how to brew, to be honest. We were home brewers a year ago, doing 5 gallons on our stovetop. And so over the last month, we shut down to put in some bigger tanks so we can actually finally start distributing to other bars and restaurants around town. So we were brewing in 3 or 4 keg batches. Now we're brewing in 40 keg batches. So big, big increase for a couple of guys that were in our garage last year.
And so what I mean, you haven't gone from like A to B, Milestone. I mean, it sounds like you've gone to like A to W, and, you know, so quickly. How has that transition been?
Yeah, you know, actually, it's been even smoother than we thought. So, you know, on a small batch, you know, little small details, like an extra pinch of hops, that's a big, big deal. But on a 40 keg batch, you know, the small, fine adjustments are so much more beer that it's a lot easier to make a nice quality, consistent batch time and time again. So even though we thought the scale-up would actually be a headache, it's actually, you know, really done wonders for the beer.
That's great. Well, we let you do all the heavy lifting, and all we get to do is just come in and enjoy the nectar
that
you have produced
for us.
You
don't have to worry about that. You just sit down and have a pint.
Exactly. One of the things I just love about you, Miles, and Borderlands is you really celebrate local. And you don't have to go far to look for the best ingredients for your beer. I mean, I even wrote about you in Inside Tucson Business.
Right.
I mean, people think that you're as much of a chef as you are a brewmaster. But you've got a new beer that has just come out that you have sourced your ingredients from right here locally. I mean, Southern Arizona for generations. In fact, for, you know, hundreds of years, is known for being a wonderful place to source pecans. I think some of the best pecans in the world. And you think there's a place for a pecan in a beer?
We thought there's no point, you know, making a local brewery and just ripping off the big guy, you know, down in Colorado. And so we wanted to have a local connection with all the beers, and we've been dying to make this beer. This beer has been in recipe form for years, and so we just didn't have enough tanks to actually start making it. And so with the big tanks, then we started making a beer called La Morena, and so it's a nut brown. And so there's a lot of you know, big examples of brown ales, but we actually use locally grown pecans and we toast them ourselves, actually. So it gives a nice, toasty nut character. And so it's actually a pretty smooth beer. It's a good Sunday afternoon kind of a beer. It's actually pretty drinkable.
I was thinking Saturday afternoon, but that's okay. I mean, Sunday is just fine. But if you know what, if you take some pecans and you put them on a salad, you know what that tastes like. But when you toast or roast the pecans and you put those on a salad, it's a fundamentally different taste profile.
Right.
And my
right.
mouth is watering listening to you talk about this toasted pecan nut brown. So what's the kind of the profile that we can expect when it runs across our palate?
Yeah, no, so that's great. So the toast hits you first, and so, you know, you pick that up on the front of your tongue, and it's a little, you know, I don't want to say salty, but it's got a little bit more savory character to it. And so as it rolls across the back of your tongue where you normally pick up the bitterness, you don't actually get much bitterness out of this beer. It's not an IPA. It's not even a pale ale in terms of its hoppiness. It's a much smoother beer because we wanted those pecans to shine. And so you pick that up on the front of your tongue, and it gives it a really nice balanced character. And so a little bit of malty sweetness from the barley, but wanted to let the pecans take over, not the hops. And so it's certainly more on the, you know, refreshing than challenging scale of beers.
I love it. And people can come into Borderlands and try it for themselves. And I actually ran across a restaurateur very, very recently who was down at your place, took one sip of the La Morena and said, I must get this on my tap at my restaurant.
I think I know you're talking about, and it was a huge honor for us. And so, you know, Now that the taproom's back open Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 8, that's not a bad option. But we're a wholesale brewery, and our bread and butter is really sending kegs out around town. And so now we've got big enough tanks to do that. You'll start seeing it at about 10, 15 places coming over the next week or two.
So what we want to do is we want to encourage all of our fellow foodies and listeners to go to your favorite bar where all the taps are pouring freely. And if you do not see Borderlands Brewing Company beer, especially this La Morena, ask for it by name, because Milestone and his incredible brew team are going to be able to satisfy those requests, because we want to see Borderlands everywhere in here in Southern Arizona. Now, for those that want to come by your wonderfully funky tasting room downtown, where can they find you?
Yeah, that's perfect. So we like to tell people Stone. That's the easiest way. So if you head south on Stone from Speedway or 6th Avenue, right when you go into the railroad, you turn left on Tool. And so if you kept going on Tool, you'd hit Maynard. So we're well before that, just a block or two on the left. And so it's an historic warehouse arts district. Really, really cool, funky old warehouse. And so now we're happy to be the resident brewer.
Now, Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie himself, is our celebrity co-host, Miles, for the full hour. And he's actually brought these stickers that say Tucson Foodie Approved, where these are going up in restaurants all across Southern Arizona if they meet his very high standards. Now, I don't know if it's a coincidence, Milestone, but this sticker looks like it would fit beautifully right over a pint glass.
Well, let me give Adam a couple of beers to help skew him a bit before we start going on the evaluation. But I'd love to have him over.
Hey, Miles, I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know if everybody knows this, and I honestly don't. Does a nut brown always mean there's nuts in it, for one? And two, if it does or if it doesn't, what is the nut that's typically used?
That's a great question. And so, to be honest, it doesn't, actually. And so there's not a whole lot of, muscle behind words in beer, for pretty much any style of beer. And so you can call any beer you want, any name you want. And so, but when you do see a nut brown, occasionally it's cashews, it can be almonds, it's really whatever is indigenous to the area that's making the beer. We've kind of, in the last few years, kind of gone back to the roots of beer, where the local ingredients really determine the caliber of the beer. And so it used to be just beans were shipped all over the country. And so, for us, it's pecans, because they grow wonderfully down in Green Valley, where we get ours. But, they can really be any kind.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to make a beer with some sort of a nut, and you're in Southern Arizona, I mean, you were at the epicenter of the pecan, and the fact that you have sourced it here, you're celebrating local, which is what this show is all about. The fact that you have found a way to incorporate this wonderful taste of the pecan into this beer, now called the La Morena. I cannot wait to get down there and try some of this stuff for myself. Milestone from Borderlands Brewing Company, I salute you, sir, and your entire team for giving people what they want.
Matt, always a pleasure. Take care, guys.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Man, I'm thirsty. I am absolutely thirsty. And wow, what a coincidence, because all I had to do is say I'm thirsty.
And look what comes out.
And Pat Connors shows up to the table. Pat, I'm going to ask you to put on your headset, and you're going to bring that microphone down, all the way down, so we can hear you. Welcome to On the Menu Live.
Well, thank you, and welcome to Pastiche.
We are so excited to be here.
I'm glad you're here.
And when you said 15 years, I had to sort of scratch my head ahead and say, it's been 15 years. You got to be kidding me.
15 years. March is our birthday month. We're turning 15.
I love it. Everybody that in our listening audience that has never been to Pastiche, and I honestly cannot imagine that there's anybody listening right now that's not, I want you to go to our Facebook page, On the Menu Live, and click on that little video. And if you want just a sense, if you want a taste, if you want a suggestion of what the Pastiche experience is all about, take 31 seconds and hit play, and I guarantee you we will be seeing you here 30 seconds after you see that video. What is this whole Pastiche idea all about, Pat Connors?
Well, 15 years ago, when we wanted to open a restaurant, my wife and I were kicking around a ton of ideas. And the one idea we decided is we couldn't decide. So we just said, we'll do everything. And Pastiche is just that. It means collage. So everything we have is a collage.
I love
it. All the artwork, all the menus, a collage of different cuisines. We have an extensive back bar. We didn't want to decide on one particular thing.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, I lost count sort of a third of the way through the bar. I mean, I don't know how many bottles you have on parade.
Oh, it's a
back
lot.
There. But the moment you walk in the door, you hear sort of that swinging music going on. Everyone's got a smile on their face.
Yeah.
You've come to Pat's place, man. This is so exciting.
It's great. We've had a great run with staff that have been here a long time, and people have been in and out. Some employees leave, some come back, and it's been a blast.
I love it.
This has been a true life experience for me.
And, I'm a proud member of the Tucson Originals, and we're going to be talking about what a great organization the Tucson Originals is. Second half of the show, when you and Chef Tim Moore are going to be rocking it.
Excellent.
Talking about your menu. But we are at the libating moment of
we
the
are.
Hour, Pat well, Connors. What do you got going on? I mean, how do you come to this realization of what you want to sort of showcase for us? I mean, you've got everything from A to Z and then some, but you've got something going on here called Poutine?
Poutine. Poutine.
Okay. Talk to me, Pat Connors.
Well, we were thinking about, okay, you've probably tasted a little bit of everything.
Yes.
So we decided we want to get something that you probably never even heard of.
Well, there, you're batting 1,000 so far.
Poutine is an Irish moonshine. So it is true moonshine. It used to be outlawed for centuries.
Is there anything stronger than an Irish moonshine?
But, of course, they were still being made. You know, they had quiet stills all over Ireland. And then recently they've legalized it. Mm. So now we can actually import it.
So we're not breaking any laws right here.
This is legitimate legal stuff. This particular brand is called Nakheen Hills.
Okay.
And these are two different bottles. You can see there's different proof. Nakheen Hills, there's the Farmer's Strength, which is 140 proof. And then there's the King's Strength, which is 160 proof.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
You're going to be blown away because when you think, oh, my God, 160 proof.
Everclear.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
You're going to cry, but no, you will not.
Okay.
So this will be the first one
have. This is the Farmer's. So we're starting at a relatively low alcohol profile.
That is correct.
We're starting at 140 proof.
This is 120 proof?
This is 120 proof.
120 proof.
Okay, 120.
Irish.
I was moonshine. Now, what's great about
it. The nose is beautiful.
It's a gorgeous nose. And all I did was put one cube of ice in it. So it's as straight as you can.
Okay, so right away it is challenging my assumption. Again, I'm thinking of 120. I'm going to bring this up to my nose, and it's going to burn every hair, you know, in my olfactory area. This is a beautiful nose.
Yeah, it's like gorgeous. Honey.
It's touch of sweetness. The grains are really coming through, which is really kind of fantastic.
I'm going in, Pat.
I love it.
I'm going in.
I love it. And you should you'll get a little warmth, but you should expect some warmth, but there's not much.
Oh my gosh!
It is surprising.
I am absolutely surprised.
This is smoother than a scotch that is 80 proof.
A little bit of warmth, and the warmth, just you feel it going down the whole way, and it's comforting.
And
it's not a bite.
It's not a bite.
It's a comfort. And really, if you think about it, I mean, the coincidences are just, you know, manifest here. Pastiche is about comfort.
Yep.
And you found this moonshine here, created by our friends from Ireland, that is a manifestation of what you mean. It's warm and it's comfortable, and this is a beautiful. I mean, it's almost a little too comforting.
This could get me in some major trouble.
This is great. Okay, where did the poutine name come from? What is that? Any idea what that's all about?
It's a Gaelic term for moonshine. It's exactly what it means. What it is, it's whiskey without wood.
Man, oh man, that is
fantastic!
Good. Absolutely, it's one single ice cube.
Just one ice cube.
Bring it where you want it to be.
Release the serpent, as they say.
Well, it is Saturday after 4:00. It's about time the serpent get released, boys.
Now, the next you're having is the King's Strength. This is the one that's 160 proof.
Okay.
This one is going to have a little bit more harshness to it, but it's designed to. This is to be the king saying, "This is mine."
Okay. Well, I'm about to proclaim that right here and now. This is mine. Okay. So.
Again, a nice nose.
Very nice nose. Very approachable.
Some nice vanillins on it without being over the top.
Is this the same thing? They just distilled it one more time?
A little bit higher proof, yeah.
Okay.
One more distillation, but again, these don't see any oak, so they can't be called whiskey.
Okay, I have to say, this is, I mean, honestly, one of the most remarkable spirit experiences I think I've ever had.
Hands down.
I mean, I'm not kidding.
And we're not talking about cocktailing. This is just a straight... Here you go. Taste what the distiller makes.
Someone comes in here and orders one of these. What are they looking at paying for
it's not that expensive at all. A shot of the Farmer's Strength, I think, is $10, and the King's is $14.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Affordable,
you could sip
approachable,
this in a long time.
And like you said, you can almost guarantee that when somebody comes in here and orders a poutine, they've never had it before, and they're never going to get it really anywhere else in Tucson.
Did that one hit you a little bit?
It's the King's Strength, Adam Lehrman. Okay, I love the cocktail story here at Pastiche. I love what you do, something always innovative. I love a great old-fashioned when I come here.
Oh, of course.
I love a great Manhattan here. What is it about this renaissance and sort of the cocktail scene that you're so celebrating here at Pastiche?
I'm a big fan of creationism. I love creating things. And so to me, when somebody just orders a martini, that's great, but it's pretty simple.
Right.
I like it when the bartender has something to do.
Right.
So to me, a Manhattan... any sort of cocktail where I'm watching something being made, that excites me in the sense of, like, I can't wait to try it. When artists are, you know, when these distillers are making things, I look at them as artists, especially when they're making whiskeys.
Absolutely.
Because it's not just distill it, bottle it. They distill it. They have to roll it in the barrels. They have to change it. They mix it. They blend it. So that, to me, is, again, what I like about
it. That's beautiful.
So we have a lot of whiskeys. Irish, Scotch, Canadian, American, Welsh. we have a lot of different types of whiskeys because that's my passion.
And your mixologist here can sort of talk intelligently, guide you through the journey.
Absolutely.
It's just absolutely wonderful. I am in love with Poutine.
I am
happy to admit it, and I'm so glad that it's only here that I can get it because that means I get to hang with Pat Connors.
I love it.
You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. We're having a great time here at Pastiche Modern Eatery. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're continuing this fascinating discussion with Pat Connors and the man himself, Executive Chef Tim Moore. You don't want to miss this. Don't go away.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live, surrounded by Irish moonshine here at Pastiche Modern Eatery on North Campbell, just south of Fort Lowell on the west side of the street. Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie, has recovered from his sip of the King's Strength Poutine. 160
that
proof,
a
Adam
little,
Lehrman.
You wouldn't think the jump from 120 proof to 160 proof would be that dramatic, but it is.
Well, you know, I took it down with little incident. So,
yes,
you got to – anyway, well, I want to thank all of our beloved sponsors here at On the Menu Live, without whom we would not be bringing you the most delicious hour on radio as we do every Saturday at 4. A big shout-out to our good friends at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Of course, the lovely people from the Tucson Originals. We're going to be talking about them in just a little bit. Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort, the Entourage Transportation Group, WineEnquirer.com, and, of course, some PR firm called Russell Public Communications.
I don't know about them.
I also want to remind our fellow foodies that I am the new food writer for Inside Tucson Business. And my column comes out every Friday, and this week I took a look at two foods that I didn't particularly care for when I was a kid, and now I absolutely love them, and there's two chefs in this community that helped to inspire this Epicurean epiphany, and if you want to learn about the two foods that I didn't like and why I love them now, pick up a copy of Inside Tucson Business, or go to azbiz.com and click on the Menu. But here we are back at Pastiche in the very open arms of Pat Connors, who has already started to make some friends with this poutine Irish moonshine. But we want to take some time and really talk about, you know, you've got this incredible off-the-hook wine program. You've got this extraordinary, you know, commitment, fascinating commitment to the world of cocktails. You've got some great beers on tap. People come into Pastiche, as you said, for this collage of experience, mm-hmm. but I think the epicenter of that experience is, of course, the culinary program here, the food here. And for someone that's not been to Pastiche, I mean, I've been coming here 15 years, so I love to tell the Pastiche story, but I'm not going to do it as well as you do. From a food place, what can people expect to see from and learn from your menu?
Well, our menu is designed, and mainly it's focused on being casual elegance. We want people to be comfortable with what they're looking at the menu, and yet still intrigued to try something.
Yeah.
We don't want to overwhelm them because there are so many great restaurants out there that they use incredible ingredients, but you're almost a little afraid to touch them. our food is designed to be, we want you to, you know what it is, you have a feeling for it, but the way we present it, the way the flavors combine, that's our style.
Wonderful.
So everything is kind of a bit of everything. We brought a few dishes out here. Chef's getting one more for you.
Great.
But as you can see, what we have here, we've got our baked mac and cheese. This is baked mac and cheese, but the way we do it's a little different.
Yeah, a little secret here and there.
We have a couple of great things in it you have to try. Fried avocado. I don't know of anybody else that's doing fried avocado as an appetizer.
I ain't seen it, especially served in a beautiful martini glass.
Once again, the beverage falls into place here. So there's a lot of great ideas that we have, and we're constantly changing our menu. We're always adding specials. We're always taking things off, and, you know, it's a lot of fun.
And people that want to keep up with all the action, they can certainly go to your website, which is www.pastiche, P-A-S-T-I-C-H-E-M-E, for Modern Eatery.com, mm-hmm. or they can join your very large and growing Facebook community, because
absolutely.
I think that's where you're communicating a lot of your off-the-presses kind of stuff.
Every day we post something.
And I want to encourage all of our listeners. I think on your website you can opt in or subscribe to the newsletter.
Absolutely.
I love getting your newsletter every
Thank
week
you.
Because I get to learn what's on special for the Tuesdays. You know, all the things that are going on. Talking about specials, I mean, you guys have sort of said, we're going to do specials, we're going to knock them out of the park, and it all starts kind of on Monday.
Yep.
What do you got going on Monday?
We're actually kicking something brand new off this coming Monday. It's called our burger special. We're doing our house Pastiche handmade Chuck burger, CAV Chuck burger. Mm. And it's just our classic Pastiche burger. And we're serving it with one of our draft beers, one of our craft beers that we have.
Gorgeous.
Which we have a lot of, you know, local craft beers there. And that's $8.
With the beer?
With the beer.
Pat Connors.
Mondays only. You got
Pat
to come by
Connors. Mondays. Okay. Available sort of lunch, dinner, happy
lunch,
hour.
Lunch, dinner.
Okay.
Anytime on Mondays.
Wow. Okay. So talk about CAB, the Certified Angus Beef.
Yes.
Why make the investment?
We decided that we did not want to have our customers complain about the quality of our products. We decided that, you know, it's much more important for me to have the confidence knowing that what we're going to serve out of our kitchen is fantastic. Now, will we undercook something? Will we overcook? That does happen. That's an error on our human part, our side. But the product that comes in the door, we want to make sure is the top notch. So we decided to go with the brand of Certified Angus Beef.
Right.
And it's been great for us. We rarely get any problems.
I'm glad you're showcasing the great people at Certified Angus Beef. And Adam Lehrman, I know that you're a burger guy, and you've actually done some burger journeys across your own your Facebook page and such, and you've tasted. I'm fascinated by this sort of explosion of burger, sort of, you know, let's call them their joints, you know, and there's sort of the quick service, which is today's politically sure. correct way of saying fast food.
Yeah.
You know, and I found some burgers that are actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But when you want to come and I think to enjoy a burger the way a burger is really supposed to be, when especially we can get it for a beer, what did you say, for $8?
$8.
I mean, coming over here on Monday with $8 in your pocket, you know, I want to bring a few bucks to, you know, as a gratuity, because these people work hard crying out loud. But anyway, Monday burger is going to be an incredible special for you guys. And then what else have we got going on here? You've got some trade tastings.
We've got a lot of things. We constantly looking for new ideas, like we were talking about. We're always changing, you know. We do our Tuesday night steak night special. That's a $15 steak dinner every Tuesday, always changing.
And that rotates.
So
that's not a New York strip every Tuesday.
Nope.
I mean, here's just a think about how many possible things can you do with a steak? Pat Connors is going to show you every Tuesday. It's something different.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. So that's something new. And then we do our Friday night wine tastings in the wine shop, which is $5 a person. It's great. It's casual. But we're going to add another tasting. We're going to do a trade tasting, which we're going to work with different distributors to promote different products each week. And then it's going to change. So one week it may be French wines. The next week it may be Irish whiskeys. It's just going to be all over the ballpark. And it's going to be open to the public. And those are going to start in the second week of March, and it'll be on Monday nights as well.
Great.
So it'll give you more of a reason to come in Monday night.
I was going to say, you're going to own Mondays here in the Old Pueblo.
We decided Monday's ours.
Love Monday. And it's interesting because, you know, there's a lot of restaurants and maybe you can help explain it, that just don't decide not to even be open on Monday. So, I mean, you're going to just dominate the food world in Southern Arizona. Trade tastings, I love it. So come on here Monday, get a great burger to beer, then stick around and
taste something you've never tried before.
Oh, that's great.
Maybe you'll have some poutine again.
Oh, maybe. You know, here's all the listeners now phoning in, right? So, and then you've got the Primavera Cooks.
Yeah.
I mean, I think one of the most unique experiences here in Southern Arizona, you know, for foodies. Talk about Primavera Cooks.
Primavera Cooks is a fundraiser for the Primavera Foundation. Primavera Foundation is a grassroots organization designed to ending homelessness in Tucson. And they've partnered up with Tucson Originals, seeing as we're both local. And instead of just doing an event where you pass out little samples, what they do is we get local community people pay a fee to work in a kitchen with that chef and create a wine dinner, four or five courses. Then they invite their friends, and the money goes to Primavera and the restaurants.
So unique.
And it's a blast. We've done it for 12 years now, and it has been a kick. We've done, even Raytheon has sent their VPs to cook, and all of their employees come in to have dinner.
And I want to say, when you go back there into the kitchen.
Oh, it's an experience.
I mean, you're working.
Yeah.
So you get your VP from Raytheon. He's not there just kind of for the experience to show all of his friends that he can hang with the chef. He's working his tail off back there. I mean, it is a day in the life of a chef.
They all say that at the end of the day they loved it, but they're never doing it again. You know, it's like they're glad they're not in that field. It's not for them. But it's a lot of work, and it's a blast. And it's a great fundraiser. And they do 10 dinners every summer with 10 different restaurants, and it's a blast.
Information on that program on TucsonOriginals.com?
It is on TucsonOriginals.com.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about celebrating anniversaries as long as we're talking
about
it. You know, the Tucson Originals, I've been talking about the Originals long before they were a sponsor of this show, and I'm absolutely grateful for the spirit that this group of local independent restaurants bring to the foodie community. In fact, I think Tucson became a food town because of the investment of time and love and passion of these local independent restaurateurs and chefs. And without the Tucson Originals, Tucson would not be a worldwide celebrated foodie town.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Shortly after Pastiche opened in 98, one of the local favorite restaurants closed, Bocata. And then there was a call to arms. Don Luria,
yes.
Alan Zeman. a bunch of people who said, you know, we've got to do something. We can't lose our restaurants here in this town. We need to help cultivate them. And a couple months later, Tucson Originals was born. And what it's done is it's binded all of us as friends. We're competitors, but we're friends. I'd love to have you as a guest at my restaurant 7 nights a week. You're going to get sick of me. I know it. So I'd rather send you to friends
six
of mine.
6 nights is not bad, though.
6 is nice.
I can handle you for 6 nights.
So we're able to help each other out. We also help each other out with employees. One of our restaurants that their dishwasher had to leave town for some reason, family emergency. Called one of us. We had somebody on staff.
Oh, that's
They're
remarkable.
Not working. They can help out.
That's fantastic.
We do a lot of that sort of things. We also help each other. There was a period a few years ago, Kingfisher had some truck or something knocked into their wall, so they had to close for a month or two.
Right.
Well, we hired a bunch of us hired restaurant employees from them for a few months, so they kept jobs. And when they reopened, they left and went back
Beautiful.
To them.
That's so the spirit that we're talking
that's,
about.
That's what the Tucson Original is about. Yes, yeah. we're a restaurant business. We do all this, but we're actually family. We help each other. And it's been fantastic.
Well, it's an honor and a privilege for us to be a part of the Tucson Originals family.
And we're glad you are.
We're so proud of what you guys have accomplished. Now, we're going to bring someone on the show that's never been on the menu live. This is a great opportunity for me because I've never met him. He's the executive chef here at Pastiche. His name is Tim Moore. What's going on, chef?
Not much. How you doing?
Not much, he says. Yeah, he's one of the busiest guys in the culinary community here in Tucson. Not much. Oh, boy, this is going to be fun. Anyway, you brought out a bounty, Chef.
I did. I brought you guys a buffet.
For us to talk about. And we're going to do a tasting in just about another minute or so. But give our listeners a sense of your own sort of journey. I mean, where did your interest in food and the culinary arts start?
I actually started as a dishwasher in high school and worked through every part of the restaurant, front and back of house, and
that's awesome.
Just discovered I love the back and working with the food.
Yeah, we hear that from time to time. That a lot of these chefs actually get their start, right there as a dishwasher. Yeah. I mean, I washed dishes at the Bum Steer back when I was a kid.
Oh, my goodness. That's going back.
Yeah, exactly. And to be able to have that experience. So you've basically done everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Here at Pastiche. You've been here for several years now, right?
Yeah, I've been here for going on 6 years now.
And now you have ascended to the throne of leadership here at Pastiche.
I have.
Tim Moore, executive chef. It's really great to have you here. So what is it that you want our listeners to know about sort of what your culinary sort of profile and perspective and point of view is all about?
My point of view, I try to keep it up with the times, go with the trends, keep nice. Everything local, fresh.
So important.
Yeah.
So important. I mean, local and fresh is really, I think, a testament to great food experiences here. Someone said the other day on this show that a great culinary experience should not be tied to a FedEx account.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, whenever you can use local, and that's something that we celebrate here.
Yeah.
So you've put together I don't even know where to begin. I wish we had a three-hour show, Chef Tim Moore.
Real quickly, one of Tim's first dishes that he came up with was the fried avocado. We actually,
this is your invention?
Is
we had avocados. They were going bad. And I said, Tim, figure out something to do with it. And hour later, he said, try this. And we said, all right, it's on the menu.
Okay, this is great because the buzz on the street about the fried avocados at Pastiche is significant.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were the guy behind it.
I am the
guy. Is there a way to approach the fried avocado? I mean, can I use my fingers?
Just dig in with your fingers.
All right, Adam, follow me. All right, so.
And it's served with a chipotle aioli.
A chipotle aioli, which is absolutely remarkable. So I can right away see that there's going to be a range of different textures in this fried avocado. So talk to us a little bit about what we're going to be experiencing when we go in.
At first, you're going to feel a nice crunch from the panko fried crusting, and then you get a nice creamy velvet texture from the avocado.
And the sauce also gives it just enough kick.
And a little tang from the sauce.
It'll go great with the pachita.
And I was going to say, I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but this is a beautiful pairing. The Irish moonshine with that chipotle aioli and this beautiful light crust. It's not this deep fried where you got to search around for the avocado. It's just you can see the emerald green behind the coating. Very light. Very crisp, and that you talk about that velvety texture of that creaminess of that avocado. This is beautiful. I could make a meal out of this.
Well, that's what people do.
That's what people do. All right, so the fried avocado is Chef Tim Moore's staple appetizer here. Where are we going next, Chef?
Let's go to the chipotle steak chili.
Thank you very much.
This is a chili that we've done off and on for many, many, many months.
Okay, I don't know that I've had this before.
This is actually an award-winning chili. We won 2 years ago. We won the Jonathan's Chili Cook-Off with this.
Yes, I did hear about that.
And I think it's fantastic.
Okay, lots of now. This is what's the beef in here?
Right now it's New York strip loin.
Okay, beautiful. A hefty amount of beef in there too. I mean, that's all about portion here.
We don't mess around here.
Mmm. Oh yeah. Tender, of that beef is just tender. I don't know how long you're braising that, or what are you doing with that beef?
I sear it off first, and then it cooks for a good two and a half hours.
Attaboy. That's beautiful.
Yeah, you got to go slow.
And again, a little bit of that spice on there. It's a warm, kind of a rich, almost smoky flavor to that. No wonder this is an award-winning chili.
That's a great one.
Gorgeous. I love that.
Now, this one I made sure Tim brought out because in your article, you mentioned beets.
I did.
And we've had this on our menu for a little while, and it's been fantastic to make.
Okay,
and
talk to me about this.
I've been surprised at how well this has been received. It's our house-made mozzarella.
We do. We make our mozzarella in-house.
You do that? You do your mozz in-house?
We do.
You know, there it is again. I mean, it's these little details that so many people kind of, I think, take for granted.
Right.
A house-made mozz and a store-bought mozz is just profoundly different.
Yep.
I'm going in for this beet. I'm excited. I got a lot of catching up to do. I didn't eat beets for 46 years, and now I'm just starting.
Are you pickling those beets?
We do not pickle them. They're slow roasted in the oven for about an hour and a half.
Absolutely delicious.
And they get just a great flavor. Great flavor. And then we glaze it with a little balsamic.
Yeah, we have a fresh balsamic reduction that we make back in-house. Fresh lemon basil vinaigrette.
Yeah. The colors and the freshness and the beautiful microgreens on the top. And the beets, you slow roasted. We learned that the beet naturally has this sort of acidic, earthy flavor, but when you slow roast it, those carbohydrates turn to sugars, and then it comes kind of nutty and sweet, and I love beets. Yeah. I mean, this is a milestone here. What a gorgeous salad. And you've got some orange segments here, grapefruit segments?
Fresh oranges, pine nuts on there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, okay. great flavors.
Okay.
The next one
we're going to do one more before we do our trivia question, and we want to remind all of our listeners that Pat Connors and his charity is going to give you the opportunity to experience Pastiche for yourself if you've never been, and if you have, he's going to welcome you back with a gift card to Pastiche if you're the first person that calls in with the right answer to the trivia question, which we're going to read in about 30 seconds. But talk to us about this.
This is one of my weekly specials. Every weekend we do 3-4 specials, a couple fish, a couple steak.
Oh,
this right here, we have fresh ahi
it's
tuna.
Beautifully seared. And I was looking around for a knife, and Pat almost looked at me, and he was just sort of shaking his head. You don't need a knife. It's ahi, Russell. This is beautiful. And you got like a sweet potato mash here?
It's a carrot ginger whipped potato.
And there's a story to that.
Oh, my gosh. All right, this is a mouthful. I'm going in. Adam, take over, man.
And this is the special we're doing this weekend, which is the green harissa crusted.
Crusted halibut. And then the grilled ahi.
Tuna.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Tuna.
With the tuna.
Carrot,
and the carrot and the ginger.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do, we got listeners that probably want to know exactly what it's going to take to get in to all the delicious fun here. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call, and you're going to, if you're for the first person that calls in with the right answer, you're going to win the gift certificate. And Pat Connors, what's the trivia question this week?
Very simple trivia question. If you've been paying attention, you'll know. This year marks what anniversary for the Tucson Originals?
Oh, very good.
The organization itself.
That's a great question. So this year marks an anniversary for the Tucson Originals, and we want to know what birthday is the Tucson Originals celebrating this year. If you think you know the answer to the question, fire away right now. The number to call, 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a Pastiche gift card. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Just a drink.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Pastiche Modern Eatery. Of course, Pastiche on the corner, right on North Campbell, just south of Fort Lowell. On the west side of the street, we've had some remarkable harissa-crusted grilled ahi with a beautiful carrot and ginger delicacy. We've had some beautiful slow-roasted beets and some house-pulled mozzarella with some gorgeous greens and a balsamic reduction, an amazing off-the-hook chili. And we began this journey with these beautiful fried avocados that Chef Tim Moore has lovingly put before us. And it really is all about love, is it not, Chef?
It is.
I mean, I know you've been thinking that this whole time. I know that's why this show is all about authenticity. But anyway, Casey back at the studio says we've got a full board of callers that think they know the answer to the question, what birthday is the Tucson Originals celebrating this year? And we're going to go right to line one. Hey, caller, what's the answer?
Is it four?
It's four, he says. Pat Connors?
Nope. Sorry, that's
not
correct.
No, that is not correct. Anyway, thanks for listening, and thanks for giving it a try. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. How many years has the Tucson Originals been around? How many birthdays are they celebrating this year? And we're going to go right to line two. What's your answer, caller?
15.
15, he says. Pat Connors?
We have a winner.
We have a winner! Woohoo! Wow. Congratulations. So either you pay attention to when we run our trap on this show every Saturday, or you, in fact, might know the beautiful story of the Tucson Originals. But you, whether you guessed it or whether you knew it, you got it. It's 15 years. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been to Pastiche before?
Oh, we have, and it's a great restaurant.
Wonderful. Well, wow, you got a caller that loves everything you guys are about. Well, listen, you're going to be in for a treat because your next visit is going to be on Pat Connors himself. I want you to stay on the line because Casey back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to send that gift card out to you in the mail.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Congratulations. That's great.
Caller number two. Not bad.
That's not bad. It was an easy question, but we wanted to make sure people were paying attention.
Well, I love it. Well, you know why we like when the first or second caller gets it? Because that leaves us with more time to eat.
Well, we got one more item for
you. And we're not done yet, Pat Connors. All right. Where are we going?
This is an item we've had on our menu for many years. It is never going to come off. It is our baked mac and cheese.
Wow.
We have a little bacon in it.
Yes, you do.
And then we have some spinach. And then we top it and finish it in the broiler, and it's just fantastic. We have people that modify it all the time. They add chicken, they add sausage, they'll put shrimp in it, whatever they want. But the base on this is just delicious.
That was amazing.
It's a great cheese mixture.
You're not going to give that away.
Well, not really. But, I mean, one of my favorites is I love smoked Gouda. And smoked Gouda's in this, and I just love that characteristic.
That's what takes it over the top. Okay, because you got the smokiness of that cheese with the saltiness of that bacon, and you still have retained a little bit of a chew in that macaroni, so it's not overcooked, and just bringing it all together with that beautiful, rich cheese is just gorgeous.
It's a meal.
That's a perfect mac and cheese right there.
If you can finish that dish, you're going to be full.
Don't tempt me. There's a throwdown that has been issued at Pastiche. He says if you can finish that dish.
And there's still whiskey left. I mean,
that's right. I'll be here till 9 o'clock, but I'm going to finish this dish. Anyway, baked mac and cheese is a beautiful, I think, kind of example of what Pastiche is all about. A collage, this idea. Again, right here on a plate in a mac and cheese, it's just beautiful.
And that's what we really got is a collage of food. We have fried avocados. We have baked mac and cheese with bacon and spinach in it. We have grilled ahi with the carrot ginger mashed potatoes and this awesome homemade mozzarella beet salad.
I mean, this is Pastiche. Yeah, this is what we're talking about.
There's no one theme to this.
what is Pastiche? What's that mean?
The true definition of Pastiche means a collage made up of bits and pieces from usually artwork or music. So we just modified it to include culinary cuisine.
Beautiful name. Perfect name.
Well, there's a lot of Pastiche going around here on St. Patrick's Day. Coming up on March 17th, as it does every year. And what I love about Pastiche, this whole idea of a pop-up is really kind of trendy these days. But you guys were pop-ups before pop-ups were cool.
We've been doing this a long time.
Talk about Patty's Irish Pub.
Every St. Patrick's Day, we turn Pastiche into Patty's Irish Pub. It is a completely Irish menu. So nothing you see here today will be on the menu. I apologize, but we do a fantastic, true Irish menu. We basically take a lot of my grandmother's recipes, and we tweak them to make, modifications for local ingredients.
Right.
But it is completely Irish, and it is a blast. We do it every St. Patrick's Day. So it'll be Sunday, March 17th. We're open 11:30 till 10. Of course, we'll have corned beef and cabbage. We'll have bangers and mash. We'll have a lot of those, but we also have some oatmeal trout.
Oh, my gosh.
We have a mustard-baked chicken. We have lots of great items. The potato crusted salmon. That's right. I keep forgetting about that.
Do you pack them in on that day?
It is. It's a very busy day.
I mean, you guys have. I mean, the word redefined is used, I think, too liberally. But you guys have redefined St. Patrick's Day in a way that's exciting. But it honors the roots of the celebration.
Absolutely.
And you come in here. I mean, are you doing Guinness here? I mean,
of course.
Doing Guinness. I mean, I see the tab over there.
We do Guinness. We do Harp. We do Smittix. We do all the whiskeys. We do.
You know a good Irish guy when he says Smittix and not Smithwicks. You know, if you talk to someone that's doing a St. Patrick's Day party and he says we're going to be having Smithwicks, don't go! That's not going to be the authentic experience.
We do have green dye for those people that want to have a green beer.
Okay, very good. But there's an occasional person that's going to want their Bud Light with a drop of a green.
Well,
and that's
we put a little bit more than one drop, their teeth definitely turn green. We don't skimp on
you'd be them. Make a mockery of them.
Exactly. You're going to be rolling out the car bombs? Is that not politically not correct? I don't know.
We will do them, yes.
Okay,
we don't call them that.
You doing some music here as well?
We usually have some music. We're still coordinating with some bagpipers, but we have a dance academy that's going to come out and have some Irish dancers.
Fun. Well,
fun. Dance around. It's just, it's a great time.
Do you need to make a reservation for that?
We do recommend it because it does become a busy night, and people want specific times, so we try to accommodate the best we can. But, yeah, to call us. We'd love to help you.
What's the number?
325-3333. Very easy.
I mean, how can you not? 325-3333. How many kisses are you going to get on St. Patrick's Day?
I usually get a lot. It makes it a lot of fun.
And you don't even have to wear the button that says kiss me. You're irresistible, Pat Connors.
It's there.
Anyway, what a party. Our hour is done. I always love sitting down with you, my brother, and getting an update on what you guys got going on over here at Pastiche. I'm so happy for everything. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And Chef Tim Moore, thank you for inspiring kind of a different perspective on the culinary arts that we just love.
Thanks for everything
you guys are about. And Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie, always a party when you're in the house.
Thanks for having me again, Matt. I appreciate it.
If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be posted on our website, onthemenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday, 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.